Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 13 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Welcome to the weekend. My goodness, we finally made it. You
couldn't get here soon
may
enough.
Smile now if you don't mind. Heading to the fair or just curious about the future of the weather this weekend? Austin Price in just a second here. He'll be giving you a rundown on that. But first, let's go ahead and look at three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Socialist and co-founder of the Pensacola Abortion Rights Task Force, Jasmine Brown, has joined Pensacola's 2026 mayoral race. Brown says her campaign will focus on the government becoming a tool for the people, not a playground for the rich and well-connected. Qualifying for the 26th ballot is scheduled for next year.
Number two.
Yeah, better late than never.
That's right.
Early and late. 24 hours ago, the National Hurricane Center's Tropical Outlook map showed nothing. Today, there are two disturbances of concern, though. The one showing the most potential for development is in the Central Atlantic moving toward the Caribbean. According to NHC forecasters, though, no tropical activity is expected in the Gulf of America within at least the next 7 days.
Number three.
See, I always appreciate the buttons working, so there you go. Escambia County allocated $15 million to build new fire stations in Myrtle Grove and Paradise Beach. On Thursday, Escambia commissioners hired Forrest Daniel and Associates for $1,131,000 to provide architectural design services for those stations. In May, commissioners voted to replace those two fire stations.
All righty, with it being 5:15 on the nose, we'll go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. We were talking about that fair traffic. It's something we're going to be keeping an eye on. Luckily, not giving us too much trouble at this time, from what I can see. Blue Angel Parkway, Mobile Highway, all looking good. Even Pine Forest Road isn't looking that bad, and that's always giving us trouble in the afternoon, so there's some good news for you. Do have some backups on I-10, though. Traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also had a little bit of backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, 80 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow, going to start mostly sunny, high of 83. Going to have some rainfall chances creeping in late Saturday night, and they're going to ramp up to around 70 or 80% on your Sunday. Once we get into the next work week, though, those will be out of the picture.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Let me take you behind the scenes here just for a minute of the Pensacola Interstate Fair. You know, 90th opening day for the fair on Thursday. In the first year here, several new safety policies have been put in place. Sheriff Chip Simmons with us today.
You know, every year we do a little critique about safety. We say, okay, there's an area that we thought was, was it covered by the camera? So we put more cameras out. We're trying to address some of those blind spots that we had.
Well, new safety precautions were also put into place for all fairgoers.
Now, the new thing this time is that the fair, as a private entity, this is their property, they have decided that they do not want an individual carrying a concealed firearm or an open carry firearm.
Well, in addition to that, now only clear bags will be allowed, with the exception of diaper bags. Now, that's good. That's very positive. Public Relations Director Don DeFranco.
We've also got a clear bag policy that we're implementing. So you have to walk through metal detectors, as you can see. We're just trying to put a real focus, you know, on safety like never before, just because you can never be too careful, and we want everyone to feel safe when they come out here for the fair.
Board members and the sheriff saying the new protocols are purely proactive measures. Sheriff Simmons comes back.
We don't really have too many problems. We have some fights every once in a while, depends on the night, but some of that takes place in the parking lot, some takes place in the midway, but that's why we want to make sure that people know that we're here, that everything they do will likely be on camera, so you're not going to get away with it. And so don't even try.
All of the measures put into place keep the fair fun for everyone. So be safe this year and listen to Austin for the fair traffic and the fair weather.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
And for the state headline here, Rick Scott speaking out against what he calls despicable and violent attacks on federal law enforcement agents in Illinois. Homeland Security says Border Patrol agents were attacked 2 weeks ago in Chicago while conducting a routine patrol. Senator Scott yesterday helped introduce a resolution formally condemning the attack and says it's disgusting to see. And he says that the soft-on-crime mayor and governor are enabling it. He adds President Trump made the right call to use federal help on the ground to keep Americans safe.
I'm going to shake your memory here just a bit. You'll remember this guy who caused a national outrage for allegedly tying his dog now known as Trooper, to a roadside fence and then abandoned it before a hurricane hit Florida, has been released. He's free. Evan Brown reports from Miami.
Prosecutors in Tampa are dropping charges against Giovanni Aldama Garcia. He's the man police say left his dog chained to the fence along Interstate 75 while he evacuated in advance of last year's Hurricane Milton. Other drivers spotted the animal, and a state trooper rescued the dog, which was already standing in rising waters caused by the hurricane's rain. The incident prompted Florida lawmakers to strengthen penalties for animal abuse. The prosecutor, however, says they don't have enough evidence to convict Garcia. The dog is safe and thriving with a family who adopted it. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Several cities in South Florida are hosting No Kings protests this Saturday. The demonstrations are part of a nationwide movement against what organizers call authoritarianism in the White House. More than 80 events are planned across the state, including in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, and Hollywood. The demonstrations, dubbed No Kings 2.0, follow large rallies held back in June.
Packed house along Florida's Gulf Coast for an event focused on security training for houses of worship. Here's CJ Papa.
Deter, delay, and defend against possible attacks. The message from Tampa police to more than 100 faith leaders, they want to make those sensitive locations where the community comes together even safer.
Help them look at their facilities and how to, you know, look at the landscaping and such to make sure that they're providing a natural barrier, but yet they're not giving a space where someone could hide, you know, ambush them.
That's Assistant Chief Brett Owen of the Tampa PD. Violent attacks in recent days at churches in Minnesota and Michigan and the Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. on the minds of many leaders. One pastor from a Presbyterian church says they haven't had any major security incidents, but safety is always a priority. CJ Papa, Fox News.
520 on the nose here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return in just a few minutes, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you, both of which luckily looking gracious right now, but we'll also get you some hard-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Winning at life is a scriptural concept. Run that you may obtain speaks of winning. Run in such a way that you avoid being a castaway. We should run like Paul, not Demas. Paul fought a good fight, finished his course, and kept the faith, and henceforth there's laid up for him a crown of righteousness. However, Demas forsook his friend and his faith, having loved this present world. Paul was a winner, but Demas was a castaway. So what's the key to winning at life? The Bible says it's temperance, self-control. It's not asceticism, religious self-effort, but it is spirit-enabled self-control. Temperance is a fruit of the spirit. It's allowing your position in Christ to determine your pursuits. So avoid being a castaway by biblically regulating each area of your life, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, verbally. Control yourself for God's glory. Spirit-filled self-control is the key to winning at life.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Down, set, hut! We're kicking off for the season at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether you're tailgating at the big game or sharing a meal with friends, it's always Sonny's. Enjoy the new fall menu with Maple Barbecue Smoked Turkey Club or Maple Barbecue Pork Burn-Ins. How about some sweet potato waffle fries or even our new pecan pie egg rolls? And don't forget the platter of slow-smoked chicken wings. Come see us at Sonny's with four locations in the News Radio area: Pace, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, and Pine Forest. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Celebrating 90 years of the Pensacola Fair with over 50 rides, fun, food, games, and more. Free shows by Rodney Atkins, Clay Walker, Sawyer Brown, George Burge, Petra, Tyler Farr, and White Tie Rock Ensemble. Plus sensory-friendly Saturday, the Livestock Auction, Kids Day, Military, First Responder, and Teacher Days. Ladies Day, Seniors Day, $25 Wristband Day, Last Blast Family Day, and Midnight Madness. Get tickets and details at PensacolaFair.com.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
5:23, News Radio 92.3. Yeah, it's a beautiful Friday afternoon. Hope you're having a great day. Be safe taking that ride home and try to avoid the fair area if you can. Austin all over that. He'll have a fair update for us in less than about a couple of minutes. It's day 17 of the government shutdown. Ryan Schmelz has the latest.
The Senate left town with no deal in place to reopen the government. Republicans have 10 times failed to pass a stopgap measure that would extend funding until late November. Democrats have pushed to include an extension of the Affordable Care Act tax subsidies that are set to expire at the end of the year. Republicans have made clear that issue can be negotiated as soon as the government reopens. The next vote in the Senate won't be until Monday of next week, and House Speaker Mike Johnson has said he won't bring the House back until the government reopens. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
5:24, News Radio 92.3. The markets were, let's just say, a little bit better today. It's been a rocky road this week. Hillary has your numbers.
The major averages notching weekly gains following robust bank earnings and artificial intelligence optimism. Investors also digesting solid earnings reports today from financial firms, including Fifth Third and American Express. On Thursday, concerns about regional banks and loan losses hit stocks. Some of today's worst performers were among this year's biggest winners, like Oracle and Broadcom. The Dow winners, American Express, Visa, and Apple. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce. The Dow up 238 points, the Nasdaq higher by 117, S&P 500 up 35. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
5:25, Austin Price, checking it out today. The weather for the fair, the local weather, local fair traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, I got some backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Also on I-10, if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. And we're starting to see a couple of inklings of little waves of congestion start to develop around the fairgrounds, particularly on Mobile Highway. If you are traveling northbound, passing Michigan Avenue, approaching Pine Forest Road, that's right in front of the front entrance for the fair, but also just north of that at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. So it's probably going to get worse before it gets better, if I had to assume. As for your
Friday
weather,
night.
As for your weather, 80 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Saturday and Sunday, temperatures looking fine, but we're going to see some rainfall chances come in and hit especially hard on your Sunday. Come Monday, those rainfall chances should be out of the picture.
Interesting day in Maryland. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton had his first appearance in court after being indicted over the mishandling of classified information. David Spunt with the latest.
This lasted about 20 minutes. It was an initial appearance, and he pleaded not guilty. He was very confident when he stood in front of this magistrate judge. He didn't have much to say as he walked in the building. I asked him if he had a comment. In fact, he had nothing to say, but he's facing these 18 federal charges after he was indicted. Authorities say he not only kept secret classified information at home, he also shared that information with two different family members. DOJ officials say he had diary-like entries about his workday at the White House and shared classified information up to the top secret SCI level. That's the top of the top, and shared them on messaging apps and email personal accounts.
And a man who was sentenced almost 30 years ago has been put to death in Arizona. Richard Jerf was found guilty on four counts of first-degree murder and sentenced to death all the way back in 1996. He died by lethal injection for killing four members of a Phoenix family, including a five-year-old boy. This marked the fourth execution in the nation this week.
Hamas refusing to lay down arms amid the ceasefire in Gaza. What is next? Here's Benjamin Hall.
For now, the ceasefire is just holding, but really only just. And what we are starting to see is Hamas reasserting their control inside Gaza. And over the last few days, we've seen an increasing number of videos online that show violent crackdowns that have involved executions of rival Palestinians and Hamas fighters proudly parading their weapons around. A senior Hamas official also said that the group intends to keep a security grip inside Gaza and they will not commit to disarm. Now, this directly clashes with President Trump's peace plan. And just yesterday, President Trump said that if they do not disarm, the U.S. will have no choice but to go in, use his words, and kill them. But he also made clear that any renewed action in Gaza would come from regional powers, not the U.S.
And a federal judge lifting travel restrictions on former Columbia University student Mahmoud Khalil. Bail conditions for the Palestinian activist previously restricted him to New York, New Jersey, and a few other places while he awaits court proceedings related to the Trump administration's efforts to deport him. According to the courthouse news, a judge this week lifted restrictions, allowing Khalil to move freely about the country for public speaking engagements and advocacy work. He's a green card holder and was arrested back in March after helping lead pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia.
Afternoon, everybody. Thanks for that ride home today. This is News Radio 92.3. A U.S. drone strike on another so-called drug boat in the Caribbean may have left survivors this time. Eben Brown's in.
The U.S. military operating in the international waters of the Caribbean Sea used a drone to target what it says was another semi-submersible vessel transporting illicit drugs. A military source described the boat as big and tells Fox News that after destroying it, two or three of its crew were likely still alive. The military dispatched a rescue helicopter, but it's unknown if the people were retrieved. It is the sixth known strike by the U.S. against alleged maritime drug running in the Caribbean linked to international cartels. Eben Brown, Fox News.
President Trump has some strong words for Venezuela's president. During a cabinet meeting, Trump said President Maduro doesn't want to mess around with the U.S., using a four-letter expletive in place of the word mess when he spoke. His comments come as tensions between Trump and Maduro rise with another U.S. strike against a suspected drug boat in Caribbean waters Thursday. Venezuela says six people were killed, and multiple reports say the U.S. is holding survivors of that strike aboard a Navy ship.
Parrot heads rejoice. Jimmy Buffett tribute show heading to Gulf Shores Wednesday. The parrot heads in Paradise. Nice meeting of the minds confirms the show hits the hangout stage 6 p.m. The celebration of Jimmy Buffett's iconic music and tropical lifestyle open to the public. And guess what? It is absolutely free. 6 o'clock next Wednesday. Ready to do some sports? We're going to talk about it coming up in less than five on News Radio. On a 2-3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump hosting Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House today. The Ukrainian leader is asking the U.S. to sell his nation Tomahawk missiles to defend against the ongoing Russian invasion.
Would much rather have them not need Tomahawks. Would much rather have the war be over.
However, the president did not rule out the sale of long-range missiles. Today's meeting comes after Trump's phone call with Russia's Vladimir Putin yesterday. Demonstrations expected in several U.S. cities Saturday for the so-called No Kings rallies. Many expected to speak out about what they see as President Trump's authoritarian policies. Fox's Lillian Wu.
Some of the largest gatherings expected outside the Capitol in D.C., in Boston, New York, Atlanta, Kansas City, San Francisco, Chicago, New Orleans, and Bozeman, Montana.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson dismissing the protest as Hate America rallies. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino, your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over, terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Imagine 5 years ago if I told you that the coach at Indiana would reject Penn State. If I said that, you would call me crazy. But that's a new era of name, image, and likeness that we're in, as money runs college football and not necessarily established brands. Kurt Cignetti has quickly built a national championship contender at Indiana, and it's the right call to say thanks but no thanks to Penn State. I'm Zach Gelb.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play.
Hey, Pensacola pet parents.
Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air.
Sit, Stay, and Listen, Wednesday at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The American Revolution, a new documentary from Ken Burns, explores America's founding struggle and its 8-year war for independence. WSRE invites you to a special preview screening on Tuesday, October 21st at 7 p.m. in the Amos Studio. The film will be followed by a conversation with Kathleen Duvall, Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Independence Lost, about the Revolutionary War along the Gulf Coast. Admission is free. Visit WSRE.org to register and learn more.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants are backed by over 200 years of combined experience.
We've helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share.
With 4 powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs.
And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies to give your business an edge.
Let's make this a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station,
the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, or Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences.
Or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call today to get started. Call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Turn you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, socialist and co-founder of the Pensacola Abortion Rights Task Force, Jasmine Brown, has joined Pensacola's 2026 mayoral race. Brown says her campaign will focus on the government becoming a tool for the people, not a playground for the rich and well-connected. Qualifying for the 2026 ballot is scheduled for next year.
Number two.
I want you to think about this. Just think about this. 24 hours ago, National Hurricane Center Tropical Outlook, that map showed absolutely nothing. Today, two disturbances of concern. The one showing the most potential for development is in the central Atlantic. That's moving into the Caribbean. We're talking way South Caribbean here, folks. According to NHC forecasters, no tropical activity expected in the Gulf of America for the next 7 days.
Number three.
Escambia County allocated $15 million to build new fire stations in Myrtle Grove and Paradise Beach. On Thursday, Escambia commissioners hired Forrest Daniel and Associates for $1,131,000 to provide architectural design services for the stations. In May, commissioners voted to replace the two fire stations.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
It doesn't look like Escambia commissioners will be working on that tiny home ordinance after all. They discussed the issue during Thursday's meeting. Commission Chair Mike Kohler.
None of us are going to want a tiny home where we live. Let's be honest. President Lincoln once said, I don't want to be a slave, so I ain't going to be a slave owner. If I'm not going to put a tiny house in my yard, I'm not going to force it on poor communities where their equity is going to be less.
Ultimately, the board decided that a blanket ordinance just will not work, and they should vote on individual-based projects.
And authorities arrested Atmore residents Jeffrey Brooks and Marilyn Sharp this week on charges related to prison contraband. K-9 and narcotics units apprehended them after a search of their home revealed significant quantities of illegal substances, including methamphetamine, synthetic drugs, fentanyl, and marijuana.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Frenetic fourth quarter in Thursday Night Football. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. AFC North clash in Cincinnati last night. The Bengals carried a 20-17 lead over the Steelers into the fourth quarter. Then the teams combined to score 27 points the final frame. The Bengals went in front 27-17 on 40-year-old Joe Flacco's third touchdown pass of the night, 3 seconds into the fourth quarter. Under 4 minutes later, the Steelers got a touchdown pass from 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers to Darnell Washington. It was 27-24 Bengals, then 30-24 after an Evan McPherson field goal. Under 2.5 minutes to play.
Rodgers avoids the sack. Deep downfield, caught at the 35-yard line and going all the way to the end zone is Freiermuth. Pat Freiermuth, 68 yards.
On Prime Video, Pat Freiermuth's second TD catch of the night gave the Steelers a 31-30 lead over the Bengals with 2:21 left. More than enough time for Joe Flacco to lead Cincinnati downfield.
Flacco down the sideline, caught! And sliding to a stop at the 6 is Higgins. Brilliant, just brilliant. Snap good, hold good, kick good. What a night. Never a dull moment in this one.
On Prime Video, Bengals 33, Steelers 31. Joe Flacco passed for 342 yards and 3 touchdowns without an interception. Bengals ended their 4-game losing streak, gave the Steelers their first loss in 4 games. Baseball, reigning World Series champion Dodgers up 3-0 on the Brewers in the NLCS. 3-1 winners last night. The Dodgers can sweep the series tonight. The Blue Jays tied the Mariners 2 games apiece in the ALCS. Toronto an 8-2 winner at Seattle behind 41-year-old Max Scherzer, who pitched his first playoff win since 2019. Andrés Giménez hit a 2-run home run at a 2-run single for Toronto. Game 5 tonight on FS1. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
A hard-fought WNBA championship is being celebrated today in Sin City. The Las Vegas Aces championship parade going down 1 week after the Aces swept the Phoenix Mercury into WNBA finals. The Aces, with the help of the 2025 WNBA MVP Asia Wilson, secured their third championship in 4 years.
Let me talk about some local sports here. Updating you this afternoon, high school activity tonight. A lot of good games here going on. Central at Vernon, Pace at Pine Forest, Tate at Booker T. Washington. That is the ESPN Pensacola, ESPN 1330, 99.1 FM game of the week. And you're going to be in the booth tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, me and Jordan Glass.
Good for you. South Choctaw Academy at Jay, Bluntstown at Northview, Gulf Breeze at Navarre. That is the Beach Bowl tonight. West Florida at Milton, Pensacola High at St. Michael Catholic of Alabama. And getting the bye this week, Pensacola Catholic.
And some football fans in New Jersey think the Giants and Jets should be renamed to reflect where they actually play. The Giants and Jets both play their home games at MetLife Stadium, and if you don't know, that's in New Jersey. Quinnipiac University have a sports poll, and it shows that 29% of New Jersey football fans say the team should drop New York from the name. However, 59% of fans in New Jersey think New York should remain part of the team names.
Here's today's health news.
Well, a foreign film star going through a health scare. Remember the name Brigitte Bardot?
French film icon Brigitte Bardot has been battling what is being described as a serious illness. The 91-year-old actress, best known for her sultry appearances in films during the 50s and 60s, was rushed to the hospital about 3 weeks ago, according to the Daily Mail, where she also underwent minor surgery. French news agency AFP now saying that Bardot is recovering in her Saint-Tropez home, and she thanked both the staff and the surgical team for their care. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
And since we were talking about sports just a moment ago, pickleball has exploded in popularity in the U.S., but along with it has come a lot of eye injuries connected to the game. According to a JAMA study, there were over 1,200 eye injuries blamed on pickleball in the U.S. last year. It also found that the number of eye injuries associated with pickleball jumped by 400 each year from 2021 through 2024. At least 70% of those came in players 50 or older, and some of these were pretty severe, including retinal detachment, broken eye sockets, and eye bleeding.
Pretty dangerous sport, huh?
Yeah, not for the faint of heart, man.
President Trump announcing on Thursday efforts to expand access to in vitro fertilization. by making treatments more affordable for all Americans. Jackie Heinrich has more from the White House.
A single round of IVF in the U.S. can cost up to $25,000, according to the Department of Health and Human Services, and many couples require multiple rounds for a successful pregnancy. The change will lower the cost, depending on a patient's income, from anywhere from 42% to about 79%. For instance, one drug used in this treatment called Gonal-F is about $2,400 per dose in the U.S., reportedly. In Europe, the price is about $300. The price adjustment is going to follow deals the administration also struck with pharma companies AstraZeneca and Pfizer to sell drugs to Medicaid at the same price that Europe gets under the Most Favored Nations clause. And all of these deals will give the companies a waiver from 15% tariffs.
Health experts emphasizing the importance of washing your hands to prevent illnesses from being spread as we enter the cold and flu season. The CDC says regularly washing your hands can help reduce the spread of germs, of course, but that includes respiratory illnesses by up to 21%. Dr. Alan Kappen, an urgent care physician at the Cleveland Clinic, says that that means after a cough, sneeze, bathroom use, handling food, taking out the garbage, and being out in public, you might want to wash your hands, and says the hand washing should go on for at least 20 seconds.
And so what we're saying here is when you go to the bathroom and you see the signs in there, employees are required to wash their hands. You're actually included in this, right?
Yes. Please consider yourself an employee just for them.
Several professional athletes, old by youth standards, appeared to find the fountain of youth Thursday night. Here's Jared Max.
It was a throwback Thursday for 340-somethings.
Max Scherzer defying father time. At the age of 41, he says, I'm staying in, Skip. You get out of here.
On Fox Sports 1, Max Scherzer helped the Blue Jays even the American League Championship Series at 2 games apiece with the Mariners after he told his manager he was not leaving the game.
I wanted the ball, and I basically told him that in a little bit different language.
40-year-old Max Scherzer with FS1. NFL, 7 touchdown passes combined Thursday between 40-year-old Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco and 41-year-old Steelers QB Aaron Rodgers. Flacco threw for 342 yards, led the Bengals to a 33-31 win.
Just stay excited about what you're doing, and I think you'll be able to do it for as long as you want.
Joe Flacco with Prime Video. Jared Max, Fox News.
5:45, it's 15 away from 6. News Radio 92.3 for the fair traffic and the local weather. Fair weather.
Yeah.
Austin Price has that.
Yeah, fair traffic.
The long way around there, Austin.
Fair traffic, and it is fair weather.
It is
weather,
a fair report.
Yes. I don't skimp on anybody. Blue Angel Parkway, if you're on there traveling northbound towards Softley Field Road, you do have a wave of congestion giving you trouble. That is heading towards the back entrance of the Pensacola Interstate Fair. Also have a little bit on Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Pine Forest Road. That's the front entrance of the Pensacola Interstate Fair, so that's not really much of a coincidence for you. We do still have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, but that is looking relatively minor at this time. The last major spot's going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, 80 degrees, low of 72. Tomorrow, going to start mostly sunny, but we're going to see some rainfall chances creep in late at night, and definitely for your Sunday. Highs for both days sitting at around 83, 84 degrees.
Yeah, that 80% chance of precip on Sunday has me a little worried. our weather looks pretty darn good. Wet weather in the central U.S., not so good as a storm system continues moving east across the country. Janice Dean has more in the forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms will develop along a cold front marching across the central U.S. Stronger storms could ramp up tomorrow and tomorrow night over the plains and Mississippi Valley. Part of that energy from this storm system will bring rain and possible flooding to the northeast on Monday and Tuesday, while the northwest is in line for several systems moving in from the Pacific over the weekend and into next week. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Another round of budget cuts coming from the Trump administration. Ryan Schmeltz has the latest from Washington.
Office of Management and Budget Director Russ Vogt says the Army Corps of Engineers will immediately begin pausing over $11 billion in lower priority projects and considering them for cancellation because of the government shutdown. The projects, according to Vogt, will be in New York, Boston, San Francisco, and Baltimore, notably states run by Democrats, which has led to outrage from Democrats who allege the administration is playing politics. House Armed Services Committee Chair Mike Rogers says the National Nuclear Security Administration, the top nuclear weapons agency, plans to furlough most of its staff amid the shutdown. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now.
The Chamber of Commerce is filing a lawsuit over the Trump administration imposing a $100,000 fee to the H-1B worker visa. Last month, President Donald Trump announced his plans that would see U.S. companies pay $100,000 a year for H-1B visas in an attempt to rework that program. Meta today is announcing new safety features that will allow parents to see and even manage how their teens are interacting with artificial intelligence characters throughout the company's platforms. Parents will have the option to turn off one-on-one chats with AI characters completely. Stocks were higher on Wall Street during the final trading session of the week, with the Dow gaining 238 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both grew by more than half a percentage point. Crude oil futures for November are up slightly under $58 a barrel. That's your money now.
There are two Ford recalls announced today, creating quite a concern among Ford owners. Chris Foster's in with what's going on.
The recalls affect nearly 625,000 vehicles with either seatbelt or rear-view camera problems. Some 2020 to 22 model F-250, 350, and F-450 SD trucks have rear-view cameras that may not display images properly in certain lighting conditions. Ford says it's aware of 10 reports of customer complaints, but no accidents or injuries. Dealers will update the truck's image processing module software for free. The other recall is for some 2015 to 17 Mustangs with seatbelt cables that can corrode and should be inspected and replaced if needed. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Jack in the Box is selling Del Taco at a loss. The San Diego-based fast food chain selling the entire stake in Del Taco, with Jack in the Box saying they are returning to simplicity and focusing on their own brand. The Union Tribune says that the $115 million sale is to Yadav Enterprises in the Bay Area, a major Jack in the Box franchisee and owner of Tex-Mex chain Taco Cabana. It is well below the $575 million Jack in the Box paid for Del Taco just 3 years ago.
I used to hate the Jack in the Box clowns you had to talk to order your food. They were scary clowns, scary. Hey, here's a piece of real estate that is really out of this world. Sue Guzman has more.
Real estate agents in North Carolina are billing it a ready-made gateway to the stars. A 192-acre abandoned NASA campus in Transylvania hitting the market with a $30 million price tag. The property served as a former satellite tracking facility for NASA, and it's the same campus that helped gather the first images of Earth from space. There are more than 30 buildings on the property used by current owners for scientific research, facility rentals, and events. It also comes with 25 optical telescopes, a planetarium, data centers, and labs. The government reportedly spent $250 million constructing the facility in the 1960s. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
The Black Phone 2 looking to rake in millions at the box office this weekend. The sequel starring Ethan Hawke as a serial killer called The Grabber looking to make $23 to $29 million in its debut. The first Black Phone debuted with $23 million back in 2021. And we also got Good Fortune starring Keanu Reeves eyeing $6 to $8 million in its first outing.
The future of robotics continues to pick the Phoenix area as its proving grounds, this time in food delivery. Here's Phoenix's Steve Neeson. He's in Mesa, Arizona, filing this report for News Radio 92.3.
A new partnership for DoorDash. They're teaming up with Waymo. You know, the company with all the driverless cars in the valley? Food will be placed in the trunk. It drives to your house. You get a code to open the trunk and the food's yours. From store to robot to you. And it's not just Waymo. DoorDash just 2 weeks ago launched Dot, a robot with fun eyes that can use bike lanes to bring you your food. It's been undergoing testing for the last few months in Mesa. Right now, the Waymos and the Dots are sticking to orders connected to DashMarts. The hope is to expand. DoorDash says these are great options for the orders that are smaller that many drivers pass on.
Steve Nielsen, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, along with some pop culture notes and some frivolous headlines for you, just to ease you into our final hour on this Friday afternoon, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Bands on the Beach in October means the season is starting to wind down. Every Tuesday night at 7, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority, you've been able to enjoy great live music on Pensacola Beach.
Kicking back when the sun goes down.
This week, Southern Breeze blows into Pensacola Beach with their original blend of rock and country, acoustic, and southern rock hits at Bands on the Beach at the Gulfside Pavilion. Remember, no pets and no glass.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Blackley throws it up near sideline towards the end zone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Four-man rush. Mendoza stepping up. He goes down.
House call. Touchdown, Florida State.
It's a late-night game this Saturday as the Florida State Seminoles travel to the West Coast to face the Stanford Cardinal on the Seminole Sports Network, presented by Wolfson Children's Hospital.
FSU versus Stanford, with a pregame set at 7:30 on News Radio 92.3, your home for Florida State football.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
A lot of memories. I know you remember that track. 555, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price, looking at that fair weather and fair local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. Pretty nice day today, or is it a bad one?
It's actually been surprisingly gracious. Good. We do have some backups increasing on Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards Pine Forest Road, which just so happens to be where the front entrance to the Pensacola Interstate Fair is. Also got some backups on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. That's near the back entrance of the fairgrounds, I believe. Outside of that, we just got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, 80 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow, going to start just fine. Mostly sunny, maybe some clouds here and there, high of 83. But we're going to see late some clouds coming in, rainfall chances coming in late on your Saturday night. And then Sunday, we're going to see those rainfall chances ramp up, but they should be gone by your next work week.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Let us hope so. Ace Frehley's bandmates, along with fans, are mourning the death of one of the co-founders of KISS. Ace Frehley has died.
Paul Ace Frehley died as a result of a recent fall at his home in New Jersey, his family says, 74 years old. He was an original member of KISS, the band's lead guitar player. Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley released a joint statement calling Frehley an essential and irreplaceable rock soldier. Peter Criss writes on his website, his legacy will live on in the music industry and in the hearts of the KISS Army. Frehley was in the band from 1973 to 1982, quit, and came back from 1996 to 2002. Several solo records as well, and with his band Frehley's Comet. He had one out just last year. KISS is one of this year's Kennedy Center honorees. That ceremony is in December. Chris Foster, Fox News.
The summer horror film Weapons coming to HBO Max just in time for Halloween. It's a Zach Cregger's sophomore film. It's set to be available for streaming on October 24th. It depicts the story of a community that is left puzzled after all but one child from the same classroom mysteriously vanishes on the same night at the same time. The film was released in August and has made more than $260 million globally.
A couple of minutes away from six, a new docu-series on director Martin Scorsese premieres on Apple TV. Michelle Polino's in on News Radio 92.3.
Martin Scorsese steps into the spotlight in the new documentary series, Mr. Scorsese, a deep dive into the life and legacy of one of cinema's greatest visionaries. Directed by Rebecca Miller, the series offers unprecedented access to the director's private archives, along with intimate conversations with the filmmaker himself.
Are we intrinsically good or evil? This is the struggle. And I struggle with it all the time.
a never-before-seen interviews with his closest friends and collaborators, including Robert De Niro, Leonardo DiCaprio, Daniel Day-Lewis, and more. The Doc traces the journey of Scorsese from his early student films to his latest. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Saturday Night Live rolling out its next batch of celebrity hosts and musical guests. Miles Teller returns on November 1st for his second hosting stint, and he'll be joined by Brandi Carlile, who's appeared on SNL three other times. Nikki Glaser and Somber will take over the show on November 8th, marking both of their SNL debuts. And then on November 15th, it's Glenn Powell and songstress Olivia Dean.
Now, here's something you'll be thinking about for a long time. Is Posh Spice on board with getting the band back together? And we're talking about the Spice Girls here.
I figured.
Here's the latest. Is it going to happen? Here's the latest.
Victoria Beckham shared with Andy Cohen live on Sirius XM that she is open to the idea of teaming up with the Spice Girls once more, but in the right conditions, like at a residency, saying, quote, "It would be tempting, but could I take on a world tour? I can't. I have a job." She added that she loves the idea of it, though. Anne Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Well, a Democratic candidate who disappeared 6 months ago, still on the ballot. Here's Eric Shawn.
He was 29-year-old Petros Chromidis, and he was running for a seat in the Nassau County Legislature. But in April, he vanished off the shore of Long Beach, Long Island, when he went swimming here in the Atlantic while training for a triathlon. Foul play is not suspected. His body has not yet been found. Democrats tried to replace him with another candidate, but two Republican voters sued to block that, and a judge agreed. Democrats say the move was heartless and not needed. But Republicans say they were only following the law because under the law, someone cannot be declared dead for at least 3 years, and that time lapse hasn't gone by, as well as you can't take a name off a ballot unless someone moves out of the district or runs for another office.
Okay, happy Friday evening, everybody. Hope you're having a good one. Thanks for having us on. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in. You're listening to News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.